Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second, the shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting third, the right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth, the catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Matty Alou. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Woodling moves to second. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Thronberry reaches second base with a double. Woodling scores. Thomas moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Giants, 1. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell strikes out. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-1 in the game. Craig hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Neal. Mays moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields the ball and throws to Bolin covering. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Tom Haller pinch hits for Jim Duffalo. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Garibaldi now pitching. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Craig is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thronberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing center field. Richie Ashburn now playing right field. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garibaldi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Bowles pinch hits for Bob Garibaldi. Carl Bowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike McCormick now pitching. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-4 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda juggles the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.